Warren starts his solo about where Lester would be on his 40th chorus. Warren is way out there already, soaring, coasting, everything at lightning speed. Lou Levy or Alan Broadbent on piano, cool and telepathic, laying down these complex bebop chords. And Warren is skirting over the top, decorating everything with all the hippest extensions. Nothing is for show. He's not grandstanding. Warren is the most unpretentious and unassuming man. Entirely quiet off the stage. And here he is inventing new melodies while simultaneously dotting the tops of these chords, playing new songs every 5 or 10 seconds. A geyser of ideas, absolutely lyrical, just burning. We could never figure out how he could know all these notes and where to find them on the tenor saxophone, and at such velocity, and all at the service of artistry and beauty. Majestic, a monumental testament to the powers of the mind and the questing improviser. That's one of the interesting things about jazz, is that you can hear a mind thinking. You can hear a brain doing its work. And Warren's brain in the 50th chorus is circuitry, electrified, crackling, light, flashing. We're in Dante's for the third time this week, North Hollywood, 1976, 1977. It's the witching hour, and night after night, Warren has been blasting the socks off these tunes. Everything going up in flames. Lester leaps in. Autumn leaves. Out of nowhere. Confirmation. All the things you are. Slow boat to China. He's taken Lester's message and he's delivering it to the gods himself on tenor saxophone. Scorching, quicksilver luminescence. He's out there with the birds, with Bird himself soaring, completely fluid. The club is full of musicians and hipsters. We're gasping on the edge of our seats. Warren is blazing, his eyes catatonic, wide open and focused, dead straight ahead, intent on his mission. He's in a trance, and he's brought us all along with him. There is nothing unknowable about where he is or what he is doing. Nobody can believe what is happening. Warren has broke through to the other side. The glowing light of awe is flooding Dante's. He's gone into the stratosphere. Warren is sheer, pure energy, a life force. He is everything we always knew jazz could be. Burning, free, improvisation, transcendence, chorus after chorus, layer upon layer, and somehow out of it all, he reinvents the original melody. It comes popping out entirely of its own, organically recreated right before our eyes. The entire club electrifies in a wave of goosebumps, our hair standing on end, ecstatic. Warren is perfectly connected to the forces of the universe. And when it's all done, he lights a cigarette.